بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, we are still discussing the Battle of Badr, which was the first major campaign in the history of Islam. And yesterday we had mentioned a few occasions wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance and help came to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah assisted them, reinforced them with angels who fought alongside them in the Battle of Badr. And then Allah sent down rain, which made the ground under their feet firm and caused the ground that was under the feet of the opposition to become slippery, to become muddy. So in these ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. In today's verse, Allah now mentions, with regard to warfare, with regard to battle, a major crime, a major sin, and that is to flee from the battlefield. This has been mentioned in various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Inna min akbari al-kabair. Nabi alayhi salam in one narration mentions that from the worst or the greatest of major sins is al-firaru min al-zahf, when a person flees and runs away from the battlefield. This is a major sin and a crime in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is mentioned in this verse that, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people of Iman, إِذَا لَقِيتُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا زَحْفًا, when you encounter the disbelievers in war, in battle, فَلَا تُوَلُّوهُمُ الْأَدْبَارِ, then do not turn your backs to them. In other words, do not flee from the battlefield. This is not permissible. And then Allah mentions that there are two occasions or two instances where a person will be allowed to retreat or to move backwards on the battlefield. One is if a person does this as a tactical maneuver, he retreats so that he can attack once again. And the second occasion where it will be permissible is if there is a small group or a small battalion that is now taking part in a specific part of that war, part of that battle. They have a specific task to fulfill and their numbers are few, and this person now retreats from the main battle in order to assist that group in whatever task they are fulfilling, then this will also be permissible as it is for the purpose of war itself. But aside from these two instances, a person is not permitted to retreat and to flee from the battlefield. So these two exceptions are mentioned. وَمَن يُوَلِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ دُبُرَهُ, Allah says, whoever will turn his back upon the enemy, in other words, he will run away from the battlefield, إِلَّا مُتَحَرِّفًا لِقِتَالٍ, unless it is a tactical maneuver as part of the battle, أو متحيزاً إلى فئة, or he is going to reinforce a small battalion, small group. If it is not for these two reasons, فَقَدْ بَاءَ بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, a person flees from the battlefield for other than these two reasons, then he has gone back with the anger of Allah upon him. وَمَأْوَاهُ جَهَنَّمُ, and his abode will be the fire of Jahannam. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ, and how evil as an abode is the fire of Jahannam. So this is a major sin. A person should not do this when he faces the enemy. And then Allah once again reinforces the belief that it was only Allah who gave victory and granted assistance in this battle. فَلَمْ تَقْتُلُوهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ قَتَلَهُمْ, Allah says, you did not take their lives, but it was Allah who killed them. It was Allah, His power, His will, His decision that their lives were taken, the enemy. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ, and you did not throw when you threw. Outwardly, this seems to be a contradiction, that you did not throw when you threw. But what is meant is that it was in actual fact Allah's assistance. And what is referred to here is a specific incident during the Battle of Badr. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in the tent that had been constructed for him. And he was engaging in dua, asking Allah for assistance, asking Allah for victory. And finally, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam emerged from that tent, he picked up a handful of sand and he threw it in the direction of the disbelievers. And he then said, Shahatil wujuh, that may you be humiliated, may you be disgraced. And Allah, through His mercy, through His assistance, caused the particles of sand to fall into the eyes of each and every disbeliever in the opposition army. So this particles of sand went into their eyes and it temporarily blinded them. And this was an advantage for the Muslims during this particular battle. So Allah references this, that when you threw, it was not really you that was throwing. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى, it was Allah that threw. In other words, it was only Allah's decision that allowed this handful of sand, which normally would be harmless, to have such an effect. وَلِيُبْلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْهُ بَلَاءً حَسَنًا. Why did Allah do this? In order to grant a favor to the believers. This was His assistance once again. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Indeed, Allah hears everything. Allah is knowledgeable of everything. So Allah knew your condition. He heard your cry. He heard your dua. And He answered you. ذَلِكُمْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مُوهِنُ كَيْدِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah says, this is the matter. This is what took place in this battle. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مُوهِنُ كَيْدِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Remember that Allah is the one that weakens the plot and the plan of the disbelievers. It is only Allah who can do this. And now Allah addresses the disbelievers. Allah warns them, إِن تَسْتَفْتِحُوا فَقَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الْفَتْحِ. That if you were seeking an answer, if you were seeking a decision, then a decision has come to you. Abu Jahl, before the battle of Badr, actually made dua to Allah. And he said, O Allah, whichever one of the two groups, our group or the group of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whichever one of the two groups is guilty of breaking family ties and of causing division in the community, then destroy that group. So as though he placed the decision in Allah's hands, saying that whoever is victorious in this battle, then it will be a sign that they are upon truth. And whoever loses, it will be a sign that they are upon falsehood. So Allah says that if you were searching or seeking a decision, the decision has come to you. You have now been defeated. And this is a sign that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the believers are upon truth. وَإِن تَنْتَهُ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. If you now refrain from your kufr, it will be best for you. وَإِن تَعُودُ. But if you return to disbelief, you return to opposing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, نَعُود. Allah says, we will return to inflict punishment upon you once again. وَلَن تُغْنِيَ عَنْكُمْ فِئَتُكُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَوْ كَثُرَتْ. Finally, Allah says that your armies and your group will never avail you, never benefit you in any way, despite their large numbers. We know that the kuffar, the mushrikeen in this particular battle, outnumbered the Muslims by 3 times. The Muslims were just 313, and the disbelievers were 1,000 men, well-armed, etc. So despite their large numbers, they will not benefit you. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Why? Because Allah is with the believers. So this was the Battle of Badr, which was mentioned in great detail in these opening pages of Suratul Anfal, which is in the 9th juz. Of course, there are many more details with regard to this battle, and we can go back and read the books of Sirah and acquaint ourselves with this military campaign. More than anything, during these times, my dear brothers, when the Muslim Ummah is searching for the assistance of Allah, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, read through the incidents of the Battle of Badr and we'll see how Allah's assistance came. But primarily when the believers turned to Allah, when they submitted and when they showed their helplessness, their weakness in front of Allah, then finally Allah's assistance came and victory was granted to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.